This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. On all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Corporation Nation. We're all in it together, unfortunately. And today we're talking about the Iron, or the report from Iron Mountain. Which I highly recommend folks take a look at. I'm actually reading from an older post of mine on my blog, which is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And the title of it is Boston Bombing, The Importance of Public Executions in Peacetime. And it turns out that's actually a very true statement for those in power. Now, we're given an example of the concept that if everyone were to drive 20 miles an hour as a speed limit, then, well, for one, no one would probably get anywhere. But two, there'd be a lot less accidents. So a lot less blood, a lot less threat of violence, whatever that violence is. And we'd have a bunch of, we could probably ride our bikes faster in that case. And that was given as an example to basically show how we as a population are willing to accept a certain amount of risk and blood sacrifice for our own convenience, if you will, to put it out of our mind that what we are doing is very dangerous. And, you know, if you think about it, driving is a fairly dangerous act. Fortunately, people are a lot more responsible than one might think. So we're willing to allow such things as a high accident and death and injury rate, a lot of blood, in other words, simply for the privilege or right of traveling faster than, you know, it's a rudimentary example of what we are willing to do, basically. So we pay what it refers to as a blood price. I'm going to read here again from the report. The point may seem too obvious for iteration, again referring to that, but is essential to understanding of the important motivational function of war as a model for collective sacrifice. A brief look at some defunct pre-modern societies is instructive. One of the most noteworthy features common to the larger, more complex, and more successful of ancient civilizations was their widespread use of the blood sacrifice. If one were to limit consideration to those cultures whose regional hegemony was so complete that the prospect of war had become virtually inconceivable, as was the case with several of the great pre-Columbian societies of the Western Hemisphere, it would be found that some form of ritual killing occupied a position of paramount social importance in each society. Invariably, the ritual was invested with mythic or religious significance, as will all religious and totemic practice. However, the ritual masked a broader and more important social function. So we're talking about old societies who used to literally use human sacrifice. Of course, the people who were doing these human sacrifices are... Unfortunately, I would probably have to guess the same people who are ruling us today, so it's kind of an ironic thing to be talking about. The only difference is that they have moved into more clandestine ways of doing it, which is what we're talking about with the Boston bombing and school shootings. In these societies, these older societies, the blood sacrifice served the purpose of maintaining a vestigial earnest of the society's capability and willingness to make war, i.e. kill and be killed. In the event that some mystical, i.e. unforeseen circumstance were to give rise to the possibility. So we're we're talking about actually allowing, say, our children to be sacrificed in a ritualistic benefice as a replacement to the war system. So we're talking about a society that has conquered and is now in a peace society utilizing the blood sacrifice as a replacement for war. Okay? Now we come full circle to the place where we are at today, and we're doing the same thing. We just don't know that these same people in power are using us as blood sacrifices to justify, quote-unquote, an external threat of war. It's pretty amazing when you actually consider it this way. Excuse me. A symbolic reminder that war had once been the central organizing force of the society and that this occasion or this condition might recur. Some form of ritual killing occupied a position of paramount social importance in each. Invariably, the ritual was invested with mythic or religious significance, and will, as will all religious and totemic practice. We actually already read that, but it's just, it's just amazing. It does not follow that a transition to total peace. Actually, let me go a little back for a little further. The earnest was not an adequate substitute for genuine military organization when the unthinkable enemy, such as the Spanish conquistadors, actually appeared on the scene, in no way negates the function of the ritual. It was primarily, if not exclusively, a symbolic reminder that war had once been the central organizing force of the society and that this condition might recur or reoccur. A perfect explanation of what is currently happening as globalization, Agenda 21, and also on a national level, again, our transfer from a war society to a peace society. One of the first aspects of that, of course, was the last war we actually had was World War II. That was the only declared, congressionally declared lawful, if you will, if there is such a thing anymore, war, which was World War II. Everything afterwards was done by presidential mandate. In other words, the executive order from the emergency war powers or emergency powers of the president. So we haven't actually declared a lawful war. So really, if you think about it, through executive orders, we have been in a state of peace, not war. Okay, when we're talking about Iraq, we're talking about Afghanistan and Pakistan and Vietnam, Korea, and the other 50 countries that we've invaded. Those were not wars, folks. Those were peace actions. Literally. Okay? That is peace. According to these people, that is peace. And unless we have a continuous enemy that we create out of thin air, we pretend to have a landlocked country in the Middle East or Africa that has no navy, no air force, and yet we insist on bombarding the hell out of them, killing their women and children as collateral damage. That is peace. Welcome to the Orwellian nightmare that is the report from Iron Mountain. So right now, folks, as we attack, oh, I don't know, Syria, as we topple Libya, these are peace actions. You see, we're not in a war economy. We're in a peace economy. That's what this is all about. It's just, listen to this song, folks. Just listen to this song.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back. yes, a symbol. I gotta read this again. It's just so disturbing to realize that that's what we've been going through since 1945 or so. Anything after that day, a symbolic, and you know, really during that day too, that war, a symbolic reminder that war had once been the central organizing force of the society. and that this condition might reoccur. What do you think all those war movies are all about? Why would you keep rehashing the same disgusting movies showing the most graphic of war scenes? Why would you keep doing that unless you want to create a symbolic reminder that war had once been the central organizing force of the society and that this condition might reoccur? Why, I ask you, would you create films about war and blood sacrifice as quote-unquote entertainment? I think the answer here is very clear. Let's continue. It does not follow that a transition to total peace in modern societies would require the use of this model, even in less barbaric guise. But the historical analogy serves as a reminder that a viable substitute for war as a social system cannot be mere symbolic charade. In other words, we must kill people, or at least make it appear to be. It must involve risk of real personal destruction, and on a scale consistent with the size and complexity of modern social systems. Credibility is the key. How do you get credibility unless there's real blood, or at least fake blood that looks real? Whether the substitute is ritual in nature or functionally substantive, unless it provides a believable life and death threat, it will not serve the socially organizing function of war. Unless we show on film, in other words, on camera, unless we get some good pictures of blood and guts and destruction and death and pestilence and all those things, it will not serve the socially organizing function of war. In other words, it will not act as a replacement of war in peacetime, and we won't be able to get our budgets for new weapons. We won't be able to get our budgets for all of the chemical weapons and everything else that we're creating. Okay, we have to portray a threat of war or some external force so that we can keep our control. The existence of an accepted external menace, then, is essential to social cohesiveness as well as to the acceptance of political authority. The menace must be believable. It must be of a magnitude consistent with the complexity of the society threatened, and it must appear, at least, to affect the entire society. Now, does a school shooting in, say, Colorado affect the entire society? No. Now, in fact, some events never make the news. For instance, when a grandma pulls a gun out of her shirt, out of her purse, and actually defends herself, that doesn't make the news because we can't show that guns are good and can actually protect people, that they actually eliminate crime. What is shown, of course, are the planned events that we're talking about. It must appear to affect the entire society. Did 9/11 affect the entire society? Well, actually, that one sort of did. But the pictures of it for weeks and weeks and weeks and months afterwards is what really made it affect society. Okay? We don't show pictures of demolishing buildings, right? I mean, we don't say, hey, they demolished the Coliseum in Chicago to build a new one. We're not going to watch that over and over and over and over. No. Only the one that's demolished purposefully, intentionally, for the purpose of creating a war, an external threat in the time of peace. Oh, man. You know, I look at this and I it's very, very disturbing. Looks like we got a call here. Let's take Morgan from Arizona. How you doing, Morgan?
Doing just fine, sir. I wanted to mention the fact that under our current structure, we're under a state of emergency as declared by the president after the bankruptcy in 1933.
Absolutely.
And the ongoing fact that they've given the president War Powers Act that he only has to declare war after 90 days before Congress.
Yeah, he's not even really technically declaring war, because if you're in war, then you have to obey all those war crimes things and all those treaties and everything else. In this way, most of those Geneva Conventions really don't apply. That's why we have Guantanamo. That's why we have rendition, where they can take you and basically keep you without any charges. That's why habeas corpus can be absolutely suspended, and is. I mean, we're not at war. There's no declaration of war. It's just an executive order that says, hey, we have a threat, and we're going to make it an emergency, and we must go to war against the emergency. You see, the problem with that is that there is no declared war. It is a peacetime event. It's a peacetime action. Similar to, you know, peacekeeping forces from the UN or you know, they're peace. They're not at war. They're occupying a country, but they're not at war, you see.
Well, so. Also, isn't it to drain off the extra manpower that may actually challenge the ones in positions of power currently?
You mean to quote-unquote depopulate the resistance? Is that what you mean?
That may be part of it, but I'm thinking, like, you know, they would sponsor wars in tribal situations so that they didn't have quite as many braves or young men that would challenge the power structure.
Yeah, absolutely. As a typical citizen who would otherwise have just inherent morals and values that grows up in a society where violence is entertainment, and gets used to it, and then sees it as a realistic portrayal on the media. Well, he's not going to, as the report states, he's going to be psychologically fooled into supporting the very government that creates the false flag event, the fake event, or real event. There is blood. It's very clear that real blood is just as good as fake blood. You're creating a psychological void in the population that would otherwise be in the militia and fighting to protect themselves from the very government that's creating these incidences against them. So yeah, it's a mind game. And now you've got Common Core coming along. You've got an international standard of education, which basically makes all kids equal. In other words, equally dumb. It's just going to be ingrained to them from school. Terrorism is going to be a lesson plan. You know, it's we're in a very dangerous spot right now.
Yes, I concur. Thank you for the comment.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, how you doing?
Well, Clint, thank you very much. You know, I'm listening to your commentary, and it's so important for people to grasp that these seed of Satan who have been on the planet since its inception, the Pharisaic sea people, who twist the words and the law into a different form, and they see things in 180-degree opposite polar-wise than what we do. They presume that black is white, white is black. They presume that peace is war is peace to them.
Yeah, well, it's similar to the legal language where the words we use every day are just twisted and opposite. Stay with us, Chris. We'll be back after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced cloud seeding, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Look, Mommy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Okay, folks, welcome back. I want to remind folks that Common Core is not just the children, okay? Common Core is for adult education, too. And more importantly, as one of my listeners just reminded me, Common Core is very, very steeped within the entire structure of the U.S. military. I wrote about this, the corporation from India named CORE, C-O-R-E, CORE Education and Technology Service, from its annual report. It says it currently touches the lives of over 20 million students spread over 5,400 schools across the United States. But it also says that the company's consultants specialize in 15 sectors, including central government, policing and criminal justice, local government, defense, transport, and finance. Advocates for military families, defense readiness, and top general in Michigan Army National Guard all say the Common Core state standards are essential for both the children of military families and for the future safety of the nation. from the Army.mil website. More schools in the Army school system, or TASS, are teaching or soon will be teaching the standalone Common Core for basic and advanced NCO courses. The Army school system is one system, one standard, so every soldier taking the standalone Common Core will receive identical training no matter which school he or she attends. That is straight from Sergeant Major Steve Merrill, Chief of the NCO Branch of the Army's Training and Doctrine Command, or TRADOC. And, of course, it's all being done through computers, through what's called distance learning. Okay, Warrior Training Course, Warrior Leader Course, is also Common Core standard. Primary Leadership Development Course for basic non-commissioned officer courses in the BNCOC, ANCOC, and the U.S. Sergeant's Major Course, a prerequisite for promotion. If you don't learn Common Core standard course curriculum, you cannot get a promotion in the military, folks. Okay, this is so deep. Michigan says keeping the Common Core standards in place could make Michigan more military friendly. That's from Brigadier General Michael Stone, Assistant Adjutant General, Michigan Army National Guard. You see, this is way, way more deep. The problem is, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which we all know was got in a little bit of trouble for spying on the United States, as did its little partner called AIPAC, the most powerful lobby in the United States, with its Jonathan Pollard spy case. That's who's writing the lessons. Can you imagine the Anti-Defamation League writing the lesson plans for Common Core military education? I mean, imagine what that creates. Imagine the hatred that creates. Because, I mean, these are the same people that sponsor kids going over to Israel, taking the whole tour of all the Holocaust museums and spreading the hatred, just pure hatred of everyone but their own quote-unquote Jewish people. Okay, and then perfectly innocent kids, as shown in the movie Defamation by an Israeli filmmaker, come back hating everyone, hating every single person on earth except their own. It's an amazing, amazing thing that's going on right now. And these are the same people writing the lesson plans in the military. Jeez. All right. Well, Chris, Las Vegas, are you still there?
I am. The Common Core is the Common Core of Talmudic communism or Satanism, the global Sumerian Babylonian slave trade system. It is rotten to the core. It is a de-education system, not an education system, to dumb down, to make a disparaging divine line of division between the known and the unknown, or the haves and the have-nots. As you spoke before, our legal language has been spun by these black robe priest cult members who deem themselves to be God-men, Amen, or Ah-Torns, these demonic God-men who twist the law and the words into foreign words that mean opposite to what the normal speak is.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely correct. And one of the things that just came to my attention, I just put a link in the chat room, actually, and that's corporationnation.chetango.com. That's in a link to a video that basically says, and a lot of sources, actually a lot of links, that basically show how Common Core and the biometric identification, all the microchips that you've been hearing about, all Common Core basically requires that because it's the only way that they can really track your children. And so you have children now begging to be microchipped. It's not just a thing to be frightened of anymore. This is a reality now. You are seeing this all over the place. One of the governments just got in trouble for microchipping children without their parents' permission. I mean, this is going on now, folks. This is part of Common Core. It has to be a common effort to not only quote-unquote re-educate the children, but also to track their education process. The best way to do that, of course, is through personal biometric ID. We used to use something called Scantron. I remember filling in the bubbles and putting the little Scantron paper in the machine when I was in school, and I thought, wow, that's just incredible, so neat, wow, wonderful. I'm going to go home and play a video game. Now they have biometric fingerprint scanning. So you can't take a test like you could in Scantron. You can't take a test without your biometric fingerprint ID. It won't let you, you see. You can't pass the class without a biometric fingerprint ID to identify that you are who you are as a 9-year-old child. That is happening now.
You know,
watch the video.
There is another application for the RFID chip for the ISP in your Android phone or your smart meter on your home, and that is target acquisition for specific elimination at the point of a gun, a drone, or a missile.
It's a very, very frightening thing, and actually Miss Albrecht was in there, Madeline Albrecht, and she was talking about that. She actually got to go to the company that was making these, the small corporation that's actually making these chips, and the guy actually pulled up the entire system so he could pinpoint at a school, for instance, a bunch of people walking around, and in that group of people, he could pull up the little bubble, and it would show every kid and teacher that are walking around in that school. And this was Texas, folks. This was Texas, and so you know. It's very frightening. You people should, like I said, I put the link in the video. Perhaps someone can spread that around a little more. It's we're entering into scary times. And like you said, targeting individuals this way, it's no different than putting a chip in your cow to make sure that he doesn't go astray when you have open ranch season. I mean, it's open feeding. It's no different, really. So. Yeah, someone says in the chat room, it is literally the mark of the beast. The beast being this globalized government, this synagogue of Satan, if you will. So, folks, wake up, because this is happening now. It's no longer a fear or a threat. Okay, it's very frightening. Hey, thanks for the call, Serge. Anything else you wanted to get out?
Well, the horror of Babylon is the corporation nation.
Yeah, well, that's I chose a good name, and I didn't realize how good it was until recently.
Thank you so much for letting me contribute with you, man. Be blessed.
Absolutely, sir. Take care, man. Oh, folks. Well, let's take another call while we're at it. Let's take Art. Art says he's from the underground. I like that.
Hey, Clint. How's it going, man?
Good, sir.
And a quick shout-out to my brother in chat room there, Lark. But, yeah, you know, talking about this Iron Mountain report, I agree with you. I don't know if it's real or not, because I've talked to people who swear up and down it's a work of fiction. But, you know, if it's a work of fiction, it's one hell of a well-written, you know, science fiction book. I mean, it's just, but I find, you know, getting people to read sometimes is like, well, as you know, being a country boy, I kind of have some pretty country things, and I like in getting people to read.
Hey, bud, we're gonna go to a quick break. We'll keep you over, but yeah, I agree. It's it's that's why I'm doing a public reading, because a lot of people will not sit down and actually read. And we'll talk about the concept of fiction, science fiction, when we get back to stay with us. You want some more?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are on the phone with Art. Now, Art made a good point, and it's the perfect example for folks who were around when this show first started. We interviewed a gentleman named Jan Irvin of GnosticMedia.com, and we talked about the Trivium. Now, this is a perfect example of using the Trivium to figure out if the concept that the report from Iron Mountain is a fake or real or anything else. The real thing about this is the question you should ask is, does it matter? Does it matter whether the report from Iron Mountain was an official document or was someone's creation? I mean, you know, Stalin created a lot of things. Hitler created a lot of things. Mao created a lot of things. Were they real or were they fiction? Did they actually get implemented or did they not get implemented? Well, is that, if that's how you're going to judge something, well, then let's take, say, the Constitution. Well, that was pure fiction, wasn't it, until it actually got implemented and the actual offices that were written in the Constitution were made? Huh?
Right. Well, here's the thing. You know, like I said, getting people to read sometimes is a trick.
But I found a great way to get people to read it. Now, there's a lot of people listening to RBN and other networks, and you know, they visit chat rooms, and they're not going to want to pick it up and read it. But the way I found to get people to read it, they always want to know, well, what's it about? Okay, it took some time to figure out a way to sum this sucker up
yeah.
quite simply. And one of the things that a lot of people don't talk about that I target in the Iron Mountain Report is the military and the UN. And so here's what I tell them. Whether it be a work of fiction or not is beside the point. As you said, if you look around us today, so much of what we see in our world today is found right there in the Iron Mountain Blueprint. So let's look at the military aspect of this. And this is what gives credence to the saying, peace through war, as which is linked directly to something Reagan said, peace through strength. Well, go translate that one for yourself. So here's how I sum it up. One of the objectives in the Iron Mountain report is the elimination of sovereign boundaries. And this eliminates the sovereign military of each of these nations. These militaries will then be converged. If you read the Iron Mountain report, it literally talks about how all sovereignty borders are eliminated, all individual militaries are eliminated and merged together under the control of a single governing body, the United Nations. Now, if you look at that, just that part of the report, and you look at the agenda of the United Nations with disarmament, be it nuclear or personal firearms, whatever, with the Psalm 29 survey and the new oath, which I know to be a fact because I've got two nieces who are prior military as well. And they, one of them actually had a high-level security clearance when she was in, and both of them admit to having been confronted with the question of would you swear this oath as a United Nations fighting person. So if all of this is true, and we know that the United Nations has been calling for well over two decades now for UN troops to be patrolling the highways and byways as well as the neighborhood streets of cities all across this country and around the world. So what happens now is you end up with a single military ruling over the entire world under one governing body. And if at any point in time they feel like your country is a threat, they make you out to be the reason for a possible war, keeping said threatening country in line for fear of being decimated by war. Thus you have peace through the constant fear of war.
War is peace.
Sum it up. That's how you sum it up.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're absolutely right, my friend. I thank you for really hitting that home because, again, you see it happening. It's right in front of your face. You have the United Nations. Now you have the Common Core Education. You have everything being standardized, being uniform, being completely one world government. It's right there. It's happening. It's amazing.
Yeah, everybody I've ever told this to, they went and got a copy of it, read it, and every one of them comes back shaking their head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Floor.
Well, appreciate the call, my friend. That was a beautiful, beautiful summation. And you know, I just put a link to what I wrote about it in the webpage. Just look for the report from Iron Mountain. And read for yourself, folks. It's very thankful. Again, thanks for the call. Well, we do have one more caller we'll take. Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, how you doing?
On a report, I've got the report from Iron Mountain. What I got out of it is constant state of war.
In peace.
We got to be in a constant state of war. We're never at peace.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you're getting it, man. War is peace.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which
war? War is peace.
Hey,
jeez.
Before I go, Representative Jim Bridenstine from Oklahoma, has got H.J.R. 104 to repeal the 16th Amendment.
Mm.
Bridenstine, Oklahoma, to repeal the 16th Amendment, H.J.R. 104. And also, last Friday night, they had a JFK remembrance thing at the Fort Worth Public Library, and Bob Schieffert was there. And I asked him, I says, how many shots were fired at Dealey Plaza? I says, one shot hit the cement, one hit the top of the inside the car, and one went through the windshield. I guess Oswald was a bad shot, huh? I said, now, how many bullets were in the car? They found in the car, the limo.
And the answer?
He'll come up with the same stuff. He's just a media whore, that's all he is.
All right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Take it easy, my friend. Well, folks, gosh. Join me tomorrow. I guess I won't have time to read much more, but join me tomorrow. I've got Vicki Davis from Channeling Reality back, along with Bob Burton, who we just interviewed just recently. We're just going to have a round table. I think every 21st of the month, I'm going to have a little Agenda 21 guest of some sort or the other, because it is one of the most important things. I, however, am going to be absent on the 21st. I did pre-record an interview with Dr. Tim O'Shea that we'll be playing on vaccination, that vaccination is not immunization. That's the name of his book. Very important interview and very important person in the fight. So Thursday night, definitely tune in for that. Oh, folks, also to remind you, Bob Duskin's following me up here every night at 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Central. Don't forget about good old Bob. Well, you know, I want to thank everybody for participating today. And, you know, I please read the report from Iron Mountain. It's not hard to find. It's right there for the taking. Please do it. It's just so incredible. Another possible surrogate for the control of potential enemies of society is the reintroduction in some form consistent with modern technology and political processes of slavery. Up to now, this has been suggested only in fiction, notably in the works of Wells, Huxley, Orwell, and others engaged in the imaginative anticipation of the society of the future. But the fantasies projected in Brave New World and 1984 have seemed less and less implausible over the years since their publication. The traditional association of slavery with ancient pre-industrial cultures should not blind us to its adaptability to advanced forms of social organization. Remember, that was the word we first heard, social organization. Nor should its equally traditional incompatibility with Western moral and economic values. Slavery, you see, we can't forget its roots with traditional Western moral and economic values. Remember, we were slave owners back then? It is entirely possible that the development of a sophisticated form of slavery may be an absolute prerequisite for social control in a world at peace. Are you listening, folks? Slavery may be necessary for peace. All right, guys, join me tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Keep fighting the good fight. Take care.
With financial uncertainty.